Speaking of cricket, a young man who's doing a wonderful thing that will end at the SCG today at around 5:30, something that I've done a quarter of it. I tried to do the walk tracks to tracks walk that Richie Callender did a few years ago, where it was about 40-odd kilometres, and at the end of it, I was in all sorts of pain. Well, this young man is walking from Newcastle to the SCG to raise money for cancer research in memory of his late wife, Nini. And his name is Murray Connellan. Now, you know him through your lovely wife, Kim, and you know him personally because Murray's also involved and has been involved in rugby league and netball production off camera for a long period of time. He's also been a worker at the ATC at Randwick for a long period of time. And I'm very happy to have a chat with him. I've been trying to catch him for a while, so I had to find his number from somewhere. And he's on the line. G'day, Muzz. Where are you?
Pittwater Road. At the moment, we're about 22 kilometres into day three with about another 20 to go. So if you see us on Pittwater Road, there's about 25 very broken humans trekking up the hill. So give us a beep.
So it's just not you. You've conned a few others to join you for the long trek.
Yeah, so a fella called Luke Alexander kicked the big three trek off halfway through last year, with a walk from Sydney to Newcastle for being for brain cancer and the Mark Hughes Foundation. So we've got a couple of ninth greats out here. Billy Peden is the fittest human in the world, and I think has led from go to woe. Rocket Rod Silver's out here. So yeah, about 25 of us.
Oh, fantastic.
They're struggling right now, actually. Everyone wants to curl up into the fetal position.
Hey, Mars, it's Copes, mate. I hope you're well. Long time no chat. But tell us a little bit about the story, your lovely wife, and where this all started for people who don't know about it.
Yeah, so I met my wife at the Australian Turf Club probably 14 years ago, started dating, and we were about sort of 18 months into our relationship when she was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. So the outlook wasn't great from the start, but we got 10 and a half years up until her passing in August. So for me to do something like, it's obviously a pretty rough couple of months there. So to be able to get out and about and start catching up with friends and sort of get a bit of exercise, get off the grog, was amazing, because in the room when Nini passed was myself, her mum, and our McGrath nurse, Helen. So that's what the McGrath nurses mean to so many people out there. She was like a member of the family. She wasn't just someone you could go to for medical advice, but she was a confidant. She'd book you appointments, get you into wards when if you went through emergency and then be a bit of a cluster, you know what. So, yeah, anything I can do. Last night we ticked over as a group $100,000 for the McGrath Foundation, and personally I've knocked up 40, which is overwhelming to say the least.
And part of it all, Muzz, I'm a racing man as you are. There's a little horse running around, Forza Nini, that the Tory Burn stud got involved in as well, and a few of the other owners, and a little bit of that prize money ticks into the cause as well, and it's a lovely name. Of the horse. Didn't win on the weekend. I know you were cheering, but still you're having a lot of fun with that as the name of Nini is remembered in a lovely way.
Yeah, well, John Cornish was our chairman for a long time when Nini and I worked at Randwick, and Nini and his and John's wife Pam were diagnosed probably about 6 or 9 months apart. So a lot of their journey was done sort of side by side with each other, and they became great friends. And Tory Burn have been amazing to our family. So initially they named a horse for Nini, and for Nini never got to the track, one trial, but then they've just been breeding out of her for a while now. And Fours has come along, and yeah, she picked up a couple of wins on the trot since Nini passed, which is super amazing. And then, a little fifth on the weekend, but with the Snowdens there, you know, she'll hopefully be back in the winner's circle pretty soon.
So the plan today, you're a Pittwater Road. That's a long way from the SCG. I don't imagine you're going to walk over the Harbour Bridge, or are you?
No. We've just left Newport. Colleroy is our lunch shop in probably another hour 45. Then we'll go Collaroy down to Manly and jump on the ferry there. So there'll be some excited faces, and if I can find a Milton Mango or a nice cold carbonated beverage along the way, that'd be very nice.
You can walk through pubs. Is there drive through? There's walk through. Got to be.
Yeah, no. I'm sure someone will hand us something out. That'd be nice.
Hey, Mars, just to be clear, people who want to help out this cause, where should they go, mate?
Yeah, so best place is probably like an Instagram, and have a look for Big Three Trek. You might have seen it coming across. There's a stack of people, like we said, doing it. So, yeah, Big Three Trek there. Or if you search on Google, something like Big Three Trek McGrath Foundation. It's a bit of a long website name, but if you do that, you'll be pointed in the right direction.
Hey, Muzz, let's change tack a little bit here. I know you are an absolute nuffy when it comes to netball. The Aussie Diamonds are back on our screens in a couple of weeks' time. The netball season won't be far away domestically. Talk us through what you have seen from Australian netball, and you know, what are you looking forward to in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting little period. The change between Lisa Alexander, who was, I think she at least racked up 10 years, maybe a little bit longer, and now you've got Stacey Marinkovic from the West Coast Fever. I think she's a great coach. She's built up this Fever side over the last 3 years, and they've been nearly unstoppable. Unfortunately, sort of stumbled at the last hurdle on grand final day the last couple of years, but nevertheless, she certainly brought some great young talent through there. And I think the Diamonds might even go into camp today or tomorrow, and then they're off for the quad series to England. And unfortunately, with the way COVID's gone, they just haven't had a game for a very long time. So it'll be really interesting to see, because England are on the rise. They've been a team that are going gangbusters since the Comm Games in the Gold Coast. And Nolene Tarua, honestly, she could be one of the greatest coaches in the world. She is unbelievable. The way the girls talk about playing for her, I feel like she's really underrated on the world scene. The way she can turn around sides. New Zealand netball was cast a while back, and they gave her the top job, and she's turned them around very quickly. So they're always hard to beat. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate that COVID and you don't say second tier, but when there's just that little bit less funding, it's been very hard. They can't afford to charter flights and go into bubbles. Like, netball's lost a lot of money. So if you're a netball fan, you're out there, buy a membership and get out to a game this year, because it'll be the best way you can help the sport grow.
Muzz, you're a wonderful human.